You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. This is Avner Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay tuned as we bring you today's Way of Truth broadcast. It is with a sad heart that we announce to our radio congregation the passing of our dear brother, J.T. DeVille. Brother J. was a member of the Way of Truth Singers. I first met Brother J. in 1966 at Foxworth, Mississippi. I was there in revival services, and Brother J. and his wife, Sister Lois, along with her parents, Brother Marion Tristler Sr. and Sister Elizabeth, came over to Foxworth for part of that meeting. Later, it was my privilege to go to DeVille and hold services for a number of years. And, of course, the Way of Truth Singers, who were a part of the DeVille congregation, helped in those revival services. But it wasn't just there that we had the privilege of working with them. We worked with them in various places in the United States, including our own convention here in Hagerstown. But we also were able to work together in Jamaica, Grand Cayman, and in Honduras in conventions and efforts for the Lord. The Way of Truth Singers also recorded their songs on tape, CDs, and long-playing disc, and their singing has blessed people in many parts of the world, not just the United States. One of my trips to Nigeria, I went into a home, and there I heard the Way of Truth Singers singing, and we know that they have been heard and through their recorded music in various parts of the world, including South America and Asia. And we know that their singing has blessed many hearts. And we have used their singing on our Way of Truth broadcast through the years, and I'm sure they have been a blessing to our congregation. However, we rejoice in the fact that we know that our brother has gone to be at rest with the Lord, which should be the goal of each and every one of us. For we all must depart this life someday, and it is my prayer and my desire that I be able to run the race successfully, and not only that, but that I be able to help others to come to know the Lord. We're going to open the musical part of our broadcast service today with the Way of Truth Singers singing for us, "I Just Heard from Heaven," and the solo part will be sung by Brother Jay.
Once I wandered out in sin, far from God above, that the Savior took me in, gave me peace that day. All my life to Him I've given, no more sin allowed. I've just heard from heaven, and it's all sins are all forgiven.
Glory.
He washed them white as snow. The load that carried. He took away somehow, and I've just heard from heaven, and it's all right now. Trials come to but a heartache, grief, and pain, He will gladly share. So just look up and trust in Him and leave your burden there. For He will hear from heaven when we call in prayer. I just heard from heaven this one thing I know. My sins are all forgiven. He washed them white as snow. The load that once I carried, He took away somehow. And I've just heard from heaven, and it's all right.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful today for the love of God. We are thankful for the gift of your dear Son, and for the gift of salvation through Him. And we're thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. We know that you love each and every one, your concern for them, and if there be any in our congregation who do not know thee, we pray that the love of God might reach them, the Spirit of God might be able to deal with them, that they might come to know thee and to know life. So take us, take this broadcast, and make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And now we're going to have a selection by the way of True Singers, and they're going to sing a song that Brother Jay wrote. And it's entitled, I Thank God.
Down a lonely path of sin, I wandered oh so long, helpless and blind, I couldn't see. With my burden so heavy, I bowed beneath my load. Then I looked up, the hand of God reached down for me. I thank God for His blessed redemptive story. I thank God He touched my eyes and now I see. From a dark path of sin, You reached down and saved me. Yes, I thank God for His mercies unto me. Now I see things in God's beautiful world like I've never seen before. This peace of mind I have no human tongue can tell. In a peaceful path He leadeth me. Each hour of the day, and this joy is like a great overflowing well. I thank God for His blessed redemptive story. I thank God He touched my eyes and now I see. From a dark path of sin, He reached down and saved me. Yes, I thank God for His mercies unto me.
No use in asking me to explain it, for this could never be. Even the angel desires to look into this plan. When I lift my eyes toward heaven, oh, this joy that thrills my soul. Then I whisper, dear God, what is man?
What is man that God should give His only Son for? This I know we'll never fully understand. And all reverently I'll bow to the King of Kings and thank God that I was included in His plan. Yes, I thank God that I was included in His plan.
Our subject for this broadcast, A Royal Welcome in Heaven. And our text of Scripture is Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit a kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now the word welcome in part means a word kindly greeting, as to one whose arrival gives pleasure. To give someone a warm welcome, given full right by the cordial consent of others. And that's according to Random House Dictionary. And we read in the Bible about various welcomes. And we know that there are many and varied. First of all, when parents welcome a new baby to the family, there is certainly great joy in the family. And we read in the book of Genesis how Abraham wanted a wife for his son Isaac, and he sent his chief servant back to the area of where they had lived whenever Abraham was there with his father. And then he moved to Canaan, and whenever Abraham wanted a wife for Isaac, he wanted from his own people, not the Canaanites that were around him. So he sent his chief servant back to the area where he had lived, and there he was to find a wife for Isaac. And whenever he arrived, he put out a fleece, as it were, and asked the Lord to have the one that would be Isaac's wife, to say whenever he said to them about, give me a drink, to say that they would give him a drink and would also give water for his camels. And of course, this beautiful lady came, and the servant said that to her, and she responded in the way that he had asked the Lord for her to. And then she went home, and she told her father about this, and he wanted to know why they didn't invite him to come. And whenever he arrived, we read in Genesis 24:31, Laban said, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels." So the servant was made welcome, and he told what his mission was, and Rebekah was willing to go with the servant to become Isaac's wife. And whenever they arrived back in Canaan, where Abraham and Isaac was living, Isaac welcomed her as his bride. We read in Genesis 24:67, "And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death." And then we read about how Joseph was sold into Egypt by his brothers. First of all, he had to suffer quite a bit, but God raised him up, and he became, as it were, prime minister in Egypt. And after his brothers came into Egypt to buy food, after a second time, he made himself known unto his brothers. And then he sent and had the father, Jacob, and all the household to come into the land of Egypt. And they lived there in the land of Goshen until various ones of them died off. And we read again in Genesis chapter 46, this time verse 29, "And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel," that's Jacob, his father, "to Goshen, and presented himself unto him, and he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while." So Joseph welcomed his father. His father had lived for years thinking that his son Joseph was dead. And how thrilled both of them were whenever they met. And Joseph welcomed not only Jacob, but the entire household into the land of Goshen. And he looked after them not only during the years of famine, but afterwards as well. And then we read in the Bible, in the New Testament, in Luke chapter 15, about a young man who left home and went out on his own, thinking that his father was too strict and he didn't like farming. And so he took his inheritance, went into a far country, and there he wasted his substance on riotous living. And whenever he was extremely hungry, he went out and hired himself out to a pig farmer. Now that was a very undesirable thing for a Hebrew boy to do, but he was hungry, he was starving, and he had to do something. And so he went and hired himself. But while he was feeding the swine, and he got so hungry, he looked at what he was feeding them, and he began to think, well, you know, maybe that wouldn't be so bad for me to eat some of it. Now, the Bible doesn't say he did, but while he was there, he came to himself. Yes, he came to realize how good he had it at home. Why, he said, the servants of my father have it better than I do. And he said, "I will arise and I will return to my father, and I'll say to my father, Father, I have sinned against heaven. I have sinned against you. I'm no longer worthy to be your call your son. Just let me be one of your hired servants." And so the prodigal son did what he said he was going to do. He arose and he returned. And his father saw him a good ways off, and his father ran and met him and embraced him and ordered them to bring new shoes for him, a new robe, and they had him to kill the fatted calf, and they had a great celebration, for the father said that this is my son that was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Of course, that is a picture of God receiving the sinner when he returns from a life of sin and comes to God with a broken and a contrite heart. The Lord welcomes the sin-weary who will come to him repenting of their sins. God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. And Jesus said, as recorded in Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And he said, "Come unto me, and you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So God will welcome the unsaved, just like this father in the parable of the prodigal son. For the father represents or symbolizes the God the Father in that parable. And of course, the prodigal son represents the sinners that have gone astray and gone into sin, but they get sick and tired of sin, and they want to get out of sin, and they return to the Father with a broken and a contrite heart, and God then forgives them. Now, the church also welcomes the newborn babe, and the Spirit and the bride say, "Come," and "Let him that heareth say, come. And let them that are athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." So we read in Revelation 22 and 17. And of course, the bride here is the church. So the church always welcomes the newborn babe and rejoices. Not only does the church rejoice, but there is rejoicing in the midst of the angels in heaven when a sinner comes home, repents, and is born of the Spirit of God. And it says in Revelation 22 and 17, "And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." So salvation, living water, is offered to one and all. Yes, all are welcome, for Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. Now, our thoughts today are entitled, "A Royal Welcome in Heaven." And heaven does welcome the newborn babes into the family of God. "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." Luke chapter 15 and verse 7. But beloved, there is another welcome, and this is the royal welcome in heaven when time is no more. Father, Jesus prayed in John 17, 24, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which I had, or thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." Can you picture in your mind, after the judgment is over, and those on the right-hand side hear the Master say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world"? Can you picture in your mind going with Christ, the husband, the church, the bride, going to heaven, and Jesus saying to the Father, "Father, here is my bride"? And the Father gives us all a royal welcome in heaven. Let me read from Revelation chapter 7, beginning with verse 9. "After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four created beings fell before the throne on their face and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst no more, neither shall the sun light upon their heads any more. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust that the Holy Spirit will accompany the message and make it a blessing to each soul. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share with you another Way of Truth broadcast, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, we invite you to write us and let us know. Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. That's www.wayoftruth.org. Also on our webpage, you may listen to a number of our broadcasts if you have missed any, and you may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. We also invite you to join us in our services. Our morning worship Sunday morning begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. And our services are broadcast live over the Internet. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
Somewhere up ahead, there's good clear water, and if
to my